Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James, and today we're talking with Don Wilhart of Confident Shooting in Monmouth. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us, and I'm glad we've had a chance to talk. You are here to help folks be more confident in their shooting, to be more educated. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, let's talk about your background, Don. Tell us what you've done over the past 45 years and your experience with weapons.
Well, like most people around here, I started out with a shotgun, roaming some timbers and kicking grass around, chasing rabbits and squirrels. Had some time in the military. I worked corrections for a while, and I was range officer while I did that. And then finally got into where I myself was a student for concealed carry, and now I'm in the instructor.
So in the state of Illinois, you do need to have a course in order to own a gun and conceal carry it. But you add a little bit more because of your experience.
I like to think I add a lot more, yes. And yes, a FOID card is required in Illinois to purchase a firearm or ammunition. And if you want to carry a firearm, then yes, you are required to have that concealed carry license. Requires a 16-hour course. And the one thing I try to push also is training on your own, trying to do many things that you can in addition.
You told me that you're seeing a lot more people, even couples, come in now to buy a gun. They're ready to buy the weapon, but are they necessarily ready to use it right at that moment?
Most people aren't. In fact, I'm not sure that I am, even with what I refer to my background, some of the experience that I've had, even as in the military. I was in during peacetime. There was nobody shooting back at me. And that is an individual sort of thing. And nobody's really going to know until that time happens. And that's where being as prepared as possible comes into play. As much training as you can take, not only with this class, but in doing so afterwards.
You mentioned that there is a criminal-friendly environment right now. Can you explain what you mean by that?
I like to look at it that, as I was just watching on the news this morning, they're closing two more prisons. They're not necessarily moving them to others because the others don't have room, but I refer to it as the catch and release program, and I'm starting to see a lot more people look that way. And to me, that's just an invitation for criminals to get away with what they want to. You know, the police cannot be everywhere at once. We are going to have to be our own first responders in many situations.
So talk to us about how we get to that point. We may feel that owning a gun is important for our safety, but how do we then make sure that we are safe with that weapon?
Training. Training is the key. And it doesn't mean that you have to spend time with somebody like myself. I mean, there is a lot of things you can do on your own. The United States Concealed Carry Association offers a wide variety of individual training, things you can do without even leaving your house. Mm-hmm. Training is not always having a firearm in your hand, pulling a trigger, shooting things. There are so many things that can be done in addition to just the firearm.
One of the things, just from having a conversation with you, is I think people will feel more comfortable with